They murdered, and I heard that they murdered Patton, okay? He was assassinated because he wanted to go up into Russia naturally and take care of the commies. Because didn't you hear, I've heard many times, that he wanted to rearm, once he saw what was happening, he wanted to rearm the Germans to go up and attack Russia.
Yes.
You know, and they murdered, you know, if you look at that movie, General Patton, remember with George C. Scott?
Yeah.
They don't say peep about that in there. That was
just a commie
PR.
They wouldn't dare go by his diaries and what he wrote and how he despised Eisenhower. And he knew that America was being betrayed. We had fought the wrong enemy, he said. And after that, that was the end of him. He threatened to resign, not retire, but resign from the military and come home and spill the beans. That was the end of it. That was his death warrant. He was killed.
Well, we know now, though, Rick, and here's just a dramatic, I'll leave it on this point.
Yeah.
Here's just a dramatic point of these pig commies that have been running our country, and you know, these dummies out here, just wake up. You look at Lyndon Johnson, that traitorous monkey. I hope he's burning. He is burning right now in hell with that ladybird of his. He started a war over Vietnam, over Gulf of Tonkin, which turns out it was totally fictitious.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got those pig Israelis over there attack our ship, and I've been listening to survivors of that.
Mm-hmm.
That fiasco, that they were machine gunning them in the water
mm-hmm.
to murder them after that.
Mm-hmm.
That went on for hours, these Israeli pigs that we send $12 billion to a year to destroy our country. So, in reality, we should have gone and bombed Israel right then. We should have
mm-hmm.
bombed them out of existence. He called back the planes that were going to go over and help the ship, USS
mm-hmm.
Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he started a war in Vietnam. And the clown who was ahead of that, what was his name, the guy who was the head of the war.
You're talking about the Secretary of Defense?
Well, for the Vietnam War, under Johnson, it was who?
McNamara.
McNamara. I heard that traitorous pig.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it on TV, saying, well, we didn't go over there to win a war.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said this. I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
You know, many years later. Well, what did you do? What were you over there for, you monster? That he had the nerve to say that they should have immediately taken him out and strung him up right then, you know?